Conversations. Inspiration.
Is there anything she can't handle? She looks fear in the face day after day, but yet she never runs. She's unbreakable. She's a warrior. She's you.
Growth.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Community.
These things happen because you have to live your true self in a bigger way.
You'll hear celebrity interviews, healers, inspirational and hilarious stories. Most importantly, Maria wants to talk with you. Now, here's your host, Maria Menounos.
Happy Friday, everybody. If you say what you want to say. What you want to say. Let those words come out. I want to be free, Sarah. I want to be free of a lot.
You
Lord,
do.
Help me.
Yep.
Happy Friday, August 31st, people. It's almost Christmas.
Almost.
Yay.
Almost Christmas,
Listen,
Maria.
I'm booking my Thanksgiving travel today, so it really is almost Christmas.
100%. September 1st, to me, that is the beginning of fall and Thanksgiving and absolutely Christmas. Mm-hmm. I am so with you.
Our quote of the day. I love this quote of the day. No one has ever become poor by giving. Anne Frank. And that is the, speaking of Christmas, that is really the kind of the big message in the movie It's a Wonderful Life,
yes.
Which I hope you all enjoy this holiday season. It's almost like he who is rich in friends is richer than rich. I mean,
it started off really poetic.
And I lost it. But you know what I'm saying, people.
You can rework it.
That's amazing.
Give. And give with a warm hand.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us on Conversations with Maria Menounos, the podcast edition, where we bring you a free, fresh source of news insight, best of all our SiriusXM shows for the week. You can find us here every Friday on Apple Podcasts. We hope that you will like, rate, comment, subscribe, tell a friend about the show. We hear so much from all of you, whether it's at our email, conversationswithmaria@gmail.com. About how much you love the show on Instagram. I read your comments on Apple Podcasts when you guys comment. I wish there was a way I could respond, but there isn't. But no, I'm responding in my mind saying, oh my God, thank you so much.
Yeah.
So please tell a friend if you love the show and share it with them because we really want to build this community. You can find us on demand on SiriusXM. We hope that you like this show enough on Fridays that you'll want to join us every day on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109, weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. In the meantime, Miss Ashley Daniels in the co-host seat.
Hey, girl, hey.
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 We have a big show today.
Yes.
I'm very excited. But in the meantime, I want to talk about something that's very serious that Ashley and I both experienced within 24 hours of each other this week.
Beyond weird. I mean...
So while I was discussing my panic attack on Wednesday morning on the show, Ashley was in the middle of experiencing a panic attack of her own. So Tuesday night, there's a lot going on in the family sector of my life right now and a lot of stress. And it was very, very upsetting, and I didn't realize I was having a panic attack. Now, I've had three prior to this because of some very cruel, nasty bosses that really just set out to torture me till I quit. It was a really brutal experience. I didn't quit, just for the record. I moved on. I paid my dues. I did my time.
God.
And I was professional till the last minute, and then that was it, and I escaped. But I had three panic attacks then. I haven't had one since. And then I had one the other night. And thankfully, my housekeeper, Violetta, who's like a second mom, was there. And she gave me a bag, a paper bag, because I didn't know what was happening. But my chest, it felt like I had an elephant stepping on it. And my heart hurt. And I just kept grabbing my chest and saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And I'm trying to take these deep breaths and I'm like screaming on the exhale to try to like move something that just was immovable. And luckily she was there and she's had panic attacks. So she gave me this paper bag and I was breathing in and out of it and it helped like instantly made a difference. So if anybody out there suffers from panic attacks, I feel you. Have a paper bag nearby. because it is like magic. So while we were talking about this on the show Wednesday morning, all joking aside, Ashley was driving on the highway in the middle of one, which is terrifying, but yours got even worse.
Yeah, well, it just came out of nowhere. I was driving. I was in a lot of traffic. There was a an accident, so I was sitting for a while, and then it all let out, and I was driving, and then I was almost at my exit to go to your house, and I started to get like woozy, a little dizzy, and then I whited out. It was like a blackout, but I just saw white. And then my eyes opened and I was still driving and I was like, oh my God. And I just, of course, my whole body froze and I just wanted to get off the highway, obviously, and pull over. So I was just praying and praying and praying. And I finally got to the exit, pulled over, and then was able to have the panic attack. But it was unlike anything I've ever experienced because I lost full feeling in my hands and in my legs for about, I say about 45 minutes.
That long?
It was 45 minutes that I had no, zero feeling in my legs or in my hands. I, no matter what I did, no matter how much water I drank, I couldn't get the feeling back. So I was really afraid by that point that I was going to like call 911 if it didn't come back. But I waited 45 minutes and I was just hyperventilating for 45 minutes.
Alone on the side of the street?
Yeah. Yeah. I remembered, I was thinking about who lives nearby. So I called a couple people and then somebody did answer.
Actually, our former producer, Lauren LaGrasso.
She did. She answered the phone.
Was she at work or something?
She was I don't even, honestly, I don't even remember, but she was not, she was sort of close by. She was about like 20 minutes away. So she just drove there, but she didn't know where I was and I didn't know where I was and I couldn't see any street signs. I couldn't really see. And so I tried to drop a pin. I had no service. Just wasn't working my phone. So she was just driving in circles. I'm like, I was explaining how to get to your house and where I was, what I saw in my head.
Looking back, is it a very familiar place that you should have known, but you were just not right?
I wouldn't have known this name of this street, but I knew exactly where I was and how I got to it.
Wow.
So she got there, felt like within 15 minutes. And then she just like, she had some breathing exercises that she knew. Mm-hmm. So she did those with me. And then I got all my feeling back in my hands and in my legs. And then she was like, I went to urgent care before down the street. They're really great. Do you want to just go get checked out? And I was like, I think I need to. I just don't know what happened. I didn't know it was a panic attack.
Yeah, well, you're probably thinking you had a stroke or
something. I honestly did. I thought something because I was blacking out. So I was like, there's something really physically wrong with me. But I was very lucky. I had a doctor who sat with me for about 45 minutes again, maybe an hour, explained everything to me. And
he said it was a panic attack.
He said, yeah, he's like, I could do tests on you right now and everything. He's like, but I know that was a panic attack. And then he explained it to me. And I think the really scary part is that moving forward for anybody who does experience something like this, it perpetuates it in a sense because now you're fearful it's going to happen again. Mm-hmm. So like driving today, I had to overcome it. And I'm like, I will get through this. It is fine because anxiety disorder really is when you let your anxiety stop you from doing something.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it becomes a disorder and not so much just a nervousness. So I was like, I'm fine. And I got here and I was perfectly fine. And it's,
your chest is getting red just talking about this.
Is it really?
Yep.
Yeah. I can see it. Sure.
Yeah. Really? You're like hiving.
Am I really?
Well. Yeah. But I'll tell you, that makes a lot of sense because even when I was describing my pain and how it felt when I had mine, I was scared. I was throwing myself back into it. Like I had to stop the panicked breathing, even just explaining it because it's so scary when you're in it and you're just afraid it's going to happen again.
Yes. I don't know how you've done it three times. You are a very strong woman.
I was driving. I was driving. It was my second day on the job and I veered off almost Mulholland, which is a big, cliff.
Scary.
And my makeup artist was driving behind me. So she saw me. I would have never known I veered off, but I veered off to the right, almost off the cliff. And then I veered back over to the left and then put the car in park in oncoming traffic and everyone was honking. I probably thought I was drunk or something.
You poor thing. Thank God someone was behind you that you knew.
Yeah.
Thank God. I mean.
Yeah. It's scary. It's scary when it happens. And, I know why I had mine. Like I said, I have a family member that's causing a lot of stress in our family. And, when you have a sick mom and a sick dad, they don't really deserve that. And none of us need that stress right now. No. this person is mentally ill. So I don't fully 100% lay the blame on him because he doesn't even know what he's doing, I think. But there's a part of him that does. And so it's just a very stressful situation. So,
yes,
we have to get to the bottom of why yours happened so we can fix it.
I know. I'm pretty sure I know. But
what?
Well, I don't want to say it on the air, but okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You figured it out.
I figured it out. I would tell you off the air, but I don't want to say on the air. But okay. Yeah, I think that's, So I think I just have to work through those things. And I actually, I want to journal. So mm-hmm. I want to journal what went through my head last night, even in like my dreams and stuff and everything that went on before yesterday, just so that because I, you know, you always teach us like we should keep a pain journal, but I think we should keep an emotional journal
too. Totally.
I've never done that, but I do it.
I have like another journal. I call it Thoughts.
Oh, okay.
And so every day when I have a breakthrough or I'm thinking about something or whatever, I jot it down so that I can remember it and go back to it in a tough moment. Okay. Or if I need a breakthrough again, I'll go through it and it helps.
Yeah.
Like I told off an old boss in my nightmare last night. I had a nightmare.
Really?
I had this, it felt so
That's
good too.
That's probably like PTSD a little bit for you.
Oh, for sure. So I had a dream job in my mind and life. And when I got there, the boss was a big bully, like one of those just like Ivy League jock bullies. And he was really mean. And, you know, I was young and learning and he just wouldn't offer any solutions or help me be better. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'll pull you guys aside and I'll explain things to you mm-hmm. and I'll teach you how to do it the right way because I know you don't necessarily know. And, you know, I was hosting Entertainment Tonight at 22. I was on the Today Show by 23 or 24, something like that. I don't even know. It was very young. So I was learning on the job. And you know, there were people who were just angry that I was so young and having these opportunities. And so anyway, this bully boss in my dream was now in a situation where he was giving advice to a young millennial who had written a script. And he was criticizing her work. And she went at him like a millennial would with no fear of losing her job. Like, we grew up in a generation where, like, suck their ass, do whatever they want, right. You know?
Yeah.
Like, we would take anything.
Right.
Because we wanted the job. And right. anything they had to dish out, unfortunately, we allowed because there was no other way. There's no standing up for yourself. That's the reality as a female in this business, right? In that generation. And so I remember in the dream, she went at him and was like, how dare you, you know, the way you handled this and whatever. Like she went at him and I was like, whoa, she's going to get fired, which is what I've always said would happen to me. If I ever stood up for myself, I'd get fired. And he took it. And he internalized it quickly and then was so scared of her that he responded in a very professional way and was just like, you know, I didn't mean it like that. This is, and he was so nice to her. And I was like, you know what? I was like, right? I can't believe you ruined my dream job. You were so mean to me and I would never talk to you like that. And you took advantage of my kindness. And because I was kind and good, you just took advantage and railroaded all over me. Ah! And I had this like just awful explosion at him. Yeah. And it felt so good to like just tell him everything that I felt and how much he had hurt me. Oh my God, I just got emotional.
Yeah, because it's like those what if moments. Like, what if I did say that? What would happen? Like, you have all God. These things inside of you that have been sitting in there.
Yeah, and it just felt so good. So I texted Kevin this morning. I'm like, hey, I told off my old boss.
Awesome.
I finally said it all. Even though it was in a dream, it felt good.
Did you ever think about writing a letter and then – you know, you don't have
oh,
to mail it.
Do you know how many
it.
Letters I've written? Please.
That you.
Oh, okay. For sure. Okay. Every horrible person in my life has gotten the letter of all letters and I've never sent them, but they've been cathartic and they've been helpful. So,
yeah. Do you ever go back and read those?
No, I haven't. I have sometimes, like if I stumble upon them, I'm like, whoa, that was a really bad time. I think I've glossed over how bad that time was because then you read all the details and you're like, damn. But I feel like, you know, we are the sum of all of our experiences. And at the end of the day, even the bad have made you into who you are. And, you know, we're better for it. I'm stronger for it. Trust me, I would not have been able to get through 2 brain tumors in a span of 8 months if I hadn't gone through all this stuff. So I, in a sense, thank them for preparing me, because when the journey's all rosy, you have to be terrified. Yes. Because the second bad things happen, you have no legs to stand on. You don't have that strength. So the harder your journey is, the tougher you are, the more you can handle. Mm-hmm. That's my perspective.
Absolutely.
And so it's Christy's playing some Christina Aguilera. Thank you. Yeah, definitely stronger for it all. And you are too, wherever you are. All of the things that have gone wrong, let's look at them as a good thing, because they make us stronger. They make us wiser. And
you're emotionally so strong, though. And I think, you know, you find a way, and I think you probably learned this along the way, but you're giving yourself the love that you deserve to give yourself just by even saying what you're saying, like that you wrote that letter, you took that time to get those feelings out. Or, you know, it's, I think a lot of times we're not treating ourselves very well at all. We're not doing anything for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're not giving ourselves any love. And so for you, I think it's very inspiring. I think we can all take a lesson from that. Just the fact that you have a journal. That is, like, a lot of us don't care about our feelings. Like, we'll just push it under the rug.
Well, I don't have a full journal per se. Right. Like, there are people who have the discipline to sit and journal all night. First of all, I hate my handwriting. My brain, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't have the capacity to write in a manner that actually I can read it legibly later.
You're a boy.
So I use my notes folder in my iPhone, and then I speak in hieroglyphics even there. It's like, you know, it doesn't even, like, I'm going to have to piece it together with adjectives and verbs and whatever. It's just like a couple of nouns.
That's a great idea, though, because I think, I know for me, I think people get caught up in having to do the perfect journaling. You know, I have to get a pretty notebook and I have to write in it every day.
Good point.
Yeah. And you have to remember where you put it. And then when you have the thought, it's in the other room and it's now gone by the time you get there. No, right. I just keep it on my phone. I keep it simple. But it is really helpful for me, and I hope it'll be helpful for you. In the meantime, we're going to get on with our show. We have 2 great guests today. So first, you're going to hear from Sonia Passi. She is the founder of Free From, which is the only nonprofit organization in the country helping domestic violence survivors rebuild their lives financially. So they're actually helping them create their own businesses, because when they create their own businesses, they gain the financial independence to leave that violent situation. Most of these women will go back to the violent situation because they have to feed their children. So they'll, you know, take the abuse so they can feed their kids. And so they have created some amazing businesses. All of them have been profitable, which is amazing. And they have these natural products, this gift box called giftedbyfreefrom.org that I'm obsessed with. And it's going to be my new gift for people, because I love giving gifts that give.
Yeah.
And Ashley, we're going to put that in our new newsletter
too. Yes, I have it in there. Yeah, it smells amazing, I have to say, the products.
In fact, we should let's buy 3 boxes and give them away in our giveaway.
Okay.
Because I don't want to ask them to give us free stuff,
because
this is a different kind of thing. I'd hit up all my other publicist friends for free stuff for the newsletter all the time. So join us at conversationswithmaria@gmail.com. Tell us you want to sign up for the newsletter and you can be part of these great giveaways and great information. I know people especially liked our last newsletter with the house plans.
We've gotten so much feedback from people saying that they just learned so much about plants and cleaning the environment. I know you got some snake plants in your kitchen, and I don't know if it's just me, but when I sit in your kitchen now, I smell something amazing. I feel like it's cleaner.
I don't know. The article we did was the plants that will actually purify the air in your home and remove up to 95% of the toxins that actually cause cancer that we don't even realize live in our cabinetry, on our flooring, in the paint. Formaldehyde is everywhere, and a snake plant will remove 95% of that. And so I went on Amazon, I clicked. I bought my little snake plants. They're sitting in my kitchen. I'm buying more to put in my bedroom. And so all this nifty information comes in our newsletters. We really love doing them. So sign up, tell your friends to sign up. And let's build out this community. So our other guest today Lo Bosworth. I'm sure you've heard her name before. We had a very revealing interview with her. She used to be on Laguna Beach and the Hills. In fact, I met someone who knows her yesterday, and she's like, wasn't she so different than you expected?
Yes.
And I said, absolutely. Yes, I guess I had an image because she's a reality star, and I never watched the show, but I just assumed they all fought and pulled their hair out and stuff like that. But
yeah, that was pretty much it.
Yeah. And maybe she did because she was young. And, you know, when you're young and now thrust in front of the cameras and now they're encouraging you to do things, I'm sure she did stuff that she doesn't feel proud of. In fact, she talked about that on the show. But she built a company that is really cool. She built a company that's really focused on women's health and has created product lines for your lady bits.
Yes. Yep.
that are very helpful. So we're going to start off with Sonia Posse. Enjoy. Guys, my guest today has been a domestic violence activist since the age of 16 and became the founder and CEO of a nonprofit organization called Free From. It's the only organization in the U.S. devoted to helping domestic abuse survivors rebuild their lives financially and has reached over 100,000 survivors. Please welcome Sonia Passy.
Welcome, Sonia.
Hi, everyone.
There's a couple extra zeros in this, but I thought it was 100,000, so I'm like, I'm just going to go with that. Yeah, it wasn't right. A million, right?
Nope, it was not a million. Not 100, yet.
100,000 is a lot of people to help.
Yeah.
So, Sonia, tell me a little bit about Free From and how you got started with them.
Yeah. So 1 in 4 women in the U.S. will experience severe domestic violence in their lifetime. 1 in 4 is a national epidemic. It's like we're talking about a crisis at this point.
Yeah.
And the number one reason survivors of domestic violence stay in abusive situations is they don't actually have the ability to leave financially. The number one reason they go back is financial insecurity. And domestic violence is a leading cause of homelessness in women and children in this country. So there's this huge nexus between domestic violence, poverty, and homelessness. And there isn't a lot being done to address it. If you think about the size of this problem, and then you think about, I think it's like 4% of all donations go to women's organizations. So the domestic violence movement is completely at capacity, working with not a lot of money to solve a national crisis. And so everyone's just like, no one's been able to move past putting out fires, making sure that there's enough shelter beds for survivors, making sure that there aren't guns in the homes of known abusers.
Band-aids.
Right. Band-aids. That's all we've been able to do. But the problem is, until we start to support survivors in actually rebuilding their lives financially, we can't stop this problem from happening because it's the same survivors going in and out of shelter over and over and over again. They'll come when it gets really bad, but they know that they have to go right back because that's the only way to put food on the table for their kids.
Yeah.
Or they'll go to the effort and through the stress of getting a restraining order, and then they end up having to break their own restraining order because it's the only way to put a roof over their kids' heads.
Mm.
And so I started Free From to really start to fill that gap and start to think about it's really, really expensive to heal. And we don't talk about that a lot.
Well, because therapy costs so much.
So much.
Yeah.
And it's not just therapy for you. It's therapy for your children. Right. It's dealing with the somatic responses that your body is going to have
PTSD.
As you're recovering. PTSD.
Right?
The American Journal of Preventive Medicine released a study last week in which they found that the average cost for a female survivor of intimate partner violence across their lifetime, just because they've been abused, is about $103,000.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
How many people can pay for that?
Like, yeah. Right. Nobody.
Exactly.
Right. Nobody.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's like going to Duke University or something. You can't.
Right. It's like your college fees.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Antonique and I were talking in the break a little bit about domestic violence. And listen, I want you to give the true definition of domestic violence because I didn't realize that it could actually be between siblings too.
Yeah, yeah.
I did a domestic violence campaign with Mary Kay years ago, and it was only when I saw a documentary, a short film that they had done about siblings, that I realized, oh, I think I know a lot about this.
Yeah.
And
it's family violence.
Yeah. So family violence. To me, I thought domestic violence was between a boyfriend and a girlfriend or a husband and a wife. I had no idea it extended out from there. So give everybody a true picture of what domestic violence really is.
Yeah. I really like to not talk about domestic violence, but talk about gender-based violence. And I take that to include violence that happens in the home, whether that's between a boyfriend and a girlfriend, a husband and a wife and a wife, a father and a son, family violence. That's what family violence is to me. Sexual assault, sex trafficking. Often it's all three of those combined. You know, we talk so much about the Me Too movement, the Time's Up movement. We're talking about the same problem. These are just symptoms of the same problem.
Such a great point.
And I think that as a society, we have a really hard time seeing the whole problem. It's too big. It's too scary.
Yep.
It's too...
I just got the chills as you said it.
Yeah.
And but I think until we do, we can't really address it correctly because we're missing pieces of it. We talk about the Me Too movement. I think the part that we talk about the least is that the majority of sexual assault happens within domestic violence. It's a huge piece of what it is to be a survivor of domestic violence. It's very rare that you will find a survivor who's experienced physical abuse and hasn't also experienced some form of sexual violence. And so I think that we're in these silos that was really... that leads us to this point where people think that they've never experienced domestic violence. They don't know anyone that has.
I was telling her that the way I look at some of my past experiences, they didn't seem as bad as what I would think of a survivor. Right. So I don't myself consider myself a quote unquote survivor because it wasn't, I didn't have like really big bruises. Like I could cover mine. Right.
It wasn't that we couldn't cover up our bruises.
Right. I could cover mine up so they weren't so bad.
That's how sad we are.
And I think
seriously. It's crazy. But also I think it's because we all are taught to be strong and to be tough and you can handle it and whatever. And it's like, wait, no, those are real bruises.
Yeah.
They hurt.
Yeah.
And that's a big piece of it, right? Is that we blame the victim. We shame the victim.
Yep.
You either did something to deserve it or you should be tough enough to deal with it.
Oh, and then they make you think you're crazy like it never happened.
Right.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, I only hit you once.
Right.
And I'm like, what?
Right.
I didn't even hit you that hard.
I smashed you, right. Yeah. My fist wasn't closed. I didn't punch you.
Yeah.
You just tripped.
Yeah.
I just pushed you lightly, but you must have tripped over something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gaslighting is a huge component of domestic violence.
What's gaslighting?
Gaslighting is when someone tells you that something didn't happen that did happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or that you're crazy because you think that something that happened to you was like typical phrases are like, that never happened. You're crazy.
Yeah.
You're making it up. You're over exaggerating. And then you're like, oh my God, am I? Did I make this up?
Yes. Right. Oh, no, for sure.
Yeah.
I have been in those moments so deep so many times where I'm like, did I make this up?
Right.
And then I'm like, wait, no, I know I told someone. And then I would have to go have that conversation and be like, am I crazy?
Yeah.
And it's funny because, well, it's not funny. None of this is funny. But my husband he's just like, you need help because someone will come near me.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly like terrified, constantly twitching. If someone comes up from behind me, I literally have a full blown heart attack.
Wow.
And I'm sitting here right now, I'm having a breakthrough where I'm realizing, well, no wonder if someone's beating the shit out of you every single day, how are you not going to have trauma that's just there?
Right.
And not just you, but if you've got kids, your kids too. Like therapy for one person is a lot. Therapy for you plus three children.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the key to actually being able to move forward with your life.
So what does Free From do
to
help people?
We are really focused on supporting survivors in building up their financial capacity. And we do that in a couple of ways. Supporting survivors in building income. So last year we worked with 24 survivors to build their own businesses.
It's amazing.
100% of those businesses made a profit in the first month that they launched.
No way.
In the first month.
Yeah. And by the way, that says nothing about Free From. What that tells you is how capable survivors are if they're just given a couple of tools.
Incredible.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, the girl effect. I'm sure, heard all about the girl effect. I did a whole story on it in Africa with Nightly News. And, they say when you invest in a girl... Mm-hmm. Like the economic possibilities are just like would turn the whole world upside down.
Wow.
Right. That's why the Gates Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, they're all investing in girls because when you invest in a guy, the studies have shown they spend it on like hookers and booze. But no, this is like a legit fact. I did all the research. I'm not crazy.
Shame.
And then women were spending it on childcare and education.
Yeah.
And so it was such a big difference. And so people were like, if we invest in girls, well, that's the economic ripple effect that you get there. You invest in guys, this is what you're getting over here.
Right.
I read this study recently that said that 60% of families are single parent households. And it's almost always a single mother.
60%?
Wow, 60%, that's crazy.
In the U.S.? Mm-hmm. That's unbelievable.
That is.
And we talk a lot at FreeFrom about, like, what's a living wage? What can people actually live on? And we just launched a social enterprise this year called Gifted by FreeFrom that exclusively sells products handmade by survivors in L.A.
Is that what I have right here?
That's what you have right there.
That box is amazing.
Open it up now that I know
what
I'm dealing
with. I'm so glad you brought it.
And then what we also do is we pay survivors $20 an hour to do all the packaging, shipping, and handling for the store. And if you think about, if you actually do the math, which we sat down and did, and it was very depressing and also, you know, made us work harder. On $11 an hour, that's like the average minimum wage in the U.S. Mm-hmm. A single mother on $11 an hour actually cannot afford safety.
Wow.
So
you can't find a place to live.
You can't find a place to live, pay for childcare, pay for education for your children, pay for food.
Wow.
So as we're thinking about our economy and what we pay people for jobs, we've really got to be thinking about what can, if 60% of our families are single mothers, what can single mothers afford to support their family and stay safe on? Mm. And that's what we should be paying people.
Wow.
At the very least.
Right.
So this box is amazing. So I just opened it up and smelled the love potion. So there's a potion in here. It's rose, geranium, lavender. It's an essential oil blend. You've got soaking salts.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a body souffle, a coconut and rose bar of soap. Mm-hmm. It's beautifully packaged. What a
beautiful.
Great gift idea.
Yeah. Thank you.
And so these individual items were created by women that FreeFrom has helped get on their way. So is this one woman's line here or is this multiple?
This is three survivors, entrepreneurs are featured in that box.
Wow.
That's so amazing.
That is amazing.
And you
really
can buy
is.
These where?
Giftedbyfreefrom.org.
Giftedbyfreefrom.org.
If you go to our website too, freefrom.org, there's a navigation button that says shop, and these are all available. We have three boxes right now: gratitude, adore, and new beginnings.
Mm. Amazing.
I love this.
I know, it's incredible.
I'm gonna make this my new gift to send people.
Thank you.
Because I always, especially at the holidays, I always like gifts that give back.
Yeah. Right.
And so
that's brilliant.
We'll put this in our newsletter.
Thank you.
I'm gonna Instagram it out for everybody to see with a link so that they can go and buy them, because how amazing is it to be able to get a great gift for a friend or somebody that you love and have it support these women need the assistance to get on their feet and build their lives? I think that's amazing. You guys did it right, because it's like really chic.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's beautifully done.
Of course, if you want to get one of these gift boxes that we were just talking about, we're all using the tan balm and
this
stuff.
Body souffle.
Body souffle. It's
it
nice.
It feels incredible.
I love the essential oil too. You can go to giftedbyfreefrom.org, or you can just go to, I'm sure, their Instagram at freefrom.org, and you can pick it up there. So let me ask you really quick first, before we get to some of the personal stories.
Yeah.
How do you guys set them up for success? Like, are you pairing them up with like a Mark Cuban that helps them figure out their businesses?
Listen, I have a goal to get Gifted by FreeFrom on Shark Tank, but no, that is not what we're doing right now.
I love it.
We really do kind of a holistic wraparound support system, which is everything from confidence building, product development, building a business plan, thinking through like your costs for your business, designing the logo, doing the branding, like all the packaging that you see here, mm-hmm. we designed with our clients.
So wait, so when you say we, does that mean you and like
there's six of
your
us.
Posse?
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are coming up with this stuff?
Yeah.
Like this
amazing.
Is
amazing.
So the boxes I designed.
People get paid so much money in marketing to like do this. This is what I'm trying to understand. Like, who's actually making this stuff happen? Because you guys are making so much happen with your little team here, but you're doing great work.
It really is quality.
Thank you.
So you designed the box.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And the packaging.
Wow. It's beautiful.
I mean,
it's really beautiful.
The materials are gorgeous.
Thank you. We wanted to give people an experience. Like, there's so many ways to give back. We want this to be, you're giving, like, this box has so much meaning, but also it's like an experience to open the box. It's mm-hmm. like all the products are all natural ingredients. Everything's so thoughtfully done.
Wow.
If people are going to keep coming back, which we want mm-hmm. them to do, then we have to really, like, quality is everything for us.
Yeah. But where did you guys learn how to build a business? Because if these women are all launching successful businesses
yeah.
that are profitable within a month,
yeah.
crazy.
How did you guys learn how to do that? Because that's a whole other show in itself. I mean,
right.
Like, sure.
I mean, Shark Tank's going to be like, no, we're scared of her.
Right.
They're too good.
Sure. The idea for me really came from both the inspiration of watching my aunt, my mom's sister, start her own business with no experience, no nothing. When I was a teenager, she started a business from scratch that's still very successful to this day. When me and my wife met, she my wife's an astrologer.
We had her on the show recently. Yeah. Oh, Channy, nice. We love her.
Yeah. Her and I built her business from kind of a small online blog to what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is one of the skills that I have. It's one of the skills that the people that I've hired have, is really taking a concept and growing it. And I felt like if only we could support people in doing that themselves. Everybody has a skill. Everybody has tremendous creative potential. What if we supported them in accessing that? Mm. It's not us doing it for them. It's really just us saying, we see you, we're with you. We're here for whatever you need. And then
guiding
that's what they go
through.
To do.
Incredible.
It's amazing. So tell me some of the stories you were telling us during
yeah.
the break, because they
yeah.
think it's so amazing.
Yeah.
Incredible.
You know, the moment at which I was like, this is all, every, you know, ounce of sweat that I've poured into this is worth it, was we had a client. When we met her, she had gone in and out of the shelter. This was her seventh time.
Wow.
And every time she went back to the abuser, she had two children with this person. It was because she needed to put food on the table for her girls, or she
right.
needed to get diapers. We met her, she was living in a shelter here in LA, and we started to work with her to build her business. And her business was buying wholesale beauty products in downtown LA and then selling them. And she would go door to door. She would sell at the doctor's office. She sold at the bus station. She sold at the shelter. Everywhere she went, she took her products with her and she made a sale.
Wow.
And within a couple of months, she was making more than $1,000 a month from nothing. And she came to us like the second month in and she said, for the first time since my girls were born, I feel like I don't ever have to go back to him again.
Mm.
Wow.
I know now that I am everything I will ever need.
Oh.
That's so crazy.
And
that's
what you want everybody to feel like they have
yeah.
the freedom to feel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody should feel free to make a choice. No one should ever have to be like, either I have food to put on the table or I don't, but putting food on the table means that I know that I'm probably going to get hurt tonight.
Wow.
Like that's not a position that anyone should ever have to be in.
Yeah.
And so we have a responsibility as a domestic violence movement, as a society, to do our part in supporting survivors and building the wealth that they need in order to heal and rebuild and actually live free from abuse.
You are literally changing people's lives.
Thank
it's incredible.
You.
I like the story about the woman who went to the dentist for
the first
time. Tell me about that one.
So we have a client who is featured in our boxes. We've been working with her since last year. Actually, when we met her, she was also living in a shelter. She had a $1,500 utilities bill that was standing in between her and renting her own place. The first thing we did when we met her was work out a strategy to pay off that in full. And 2 months later, she moved into her own place with her two kids.
Oh, that's amazing.
And since then, we've been building her essential oil business. She makes these incredible essential oil roll-on blends.
This one, right?
Yeah. Maria's covered herself in love potion.
I love
right now.
The love potion. Yes.
But she took, you know, we buy these products up front from our clients, and then we sell the boxes. So I get to write these really wonderful big checks for our clients.
That's incredible.
And she took her first check and she was like, I'm now going to go to the dentist for the first time in my adult life.
Wow.
Because I know that no matter what the dentist tells me that I have to do, I for the first time have the money to pay for it.
Wow.
Yeah. The dentist is a big deal.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a big deal because
really
everyone knows it's going to cost thousands of dollars
yeah.
to
yeah.
fix whatever is going wrong in their mouth, and they don't go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I can see that fear hindering her from even going in the first place. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to go there and know that you can't fix it.
Yeah. Another one of our clients, she makes the bath salts and the soaps. She was like, this is the first month that I'm able to pay my bills without taking on more debt.
Wow.
Like my rent, my groceries, everything. I could just pay it all.
What a feeling.
That is
and
incredible.
It's just really like the whole point of Gifted is to make money for our clients.
Yeah.
And it is so satiating to be able to do that.
So it says here on her specific products.
Yeah.
It's called Coconut and Rose Soaking Salts, and there's a Coconut and Rose soap bar.
Yeah.
It says handcrafted in Long Beach by a mother-daughter duo.
Yep.
So is she working with her daughter?
Who makes everything with her. And that's the other thing that we noticed. We held a Valentine's Day market in Santa Monica for Valentine's in February for Valentine's. And our clients all came and sold their products. We had about 200 people come out to purchase. And the children of our clients actually did a lemonade and cupcake stand. And they got to take home the money that they made that day. And what we noticed was the pride of these kids in seeing their mother start their business.
Yeah.
And actually one of the kids, so they all took home about $48 that day. I don't know how they made so much money because I heard from a lot of people that they were giving them away for free, but they really worked it and they took $48 home each.
Which they're learning in that situation
about
too.
Money.
Yeah.
And one of our clients, I said, so what did she decide she was going to spend her money on? She's going to invest it in her own business.
Ooh.
She's starting her own t-shirt line for kids.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that ripple effect is incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what does it mean to create a generational healing structure where everyone learns about money, everyone learns about the importance of their own financial independence, the cost of things.
Right.
It's very, very powerful. Like you were saying earlier, when you support a woman in creating financial independence for herself, you're really doing it for the next generations of her family as well.
Well, and for the greedy and the non-caring or the ones who can't reach that depth in their soul.
Yeah.
You know, if you just look at it from an economic point of view, think of the economic pressure that's lifted, right? You know, all of our taxes that are going to support all of these shelters and all of these things then get lifted because people aren't needing those systems anymore.
It's a much smarter financial model than what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely. Well, I know in Africa they're doing things like this. I was there doing stories on it where they're teaching women to build their businesses. I love that you're doing it here.
Yeah.
And I love supporting this. So like I said, we'll put this out there for everyone who's listening who wants to know more. You can go to my Instagram too, and I'll have it there. And we'll have it in this month's newsletter. You can sign up at conversationswithmaria@gmail.com. In the meantime, Sonia, thank you for sharing today and for the incredible work that you're doing. I mean, it seems like you could go off and build an insane business on your own and be a gajillionaire, but I can tell your heart and you, this is what you love to do. And we're thankful that you're doing it because we need more people like you. Hope you love that interview. Up next, Lo Bosworth. Guys, my guest today grew up on camera as one of the stars of MTV's Laguna Beach, The Hills. In 2016, she founded Love Wellness, a line of products developed to help women heal, maintain, and flourish their bodies from within using nourishing and natural ingredients. Please welcome Lo Bosworth!
Hi, guys.
Welcome
how are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on. It's so nice to be here. I love your studio.
Thanks.
It's very profesh.
Thanks. Yeah, we enjoy it.
It's great.
Fun.
Yeah.
I love being at home, too. So this is like my dream.
It's so nice. I love your orange trees in the front.
Thank
we're walking
you.
There's like a full grove.
It's my little grove. Yeah. Yep. I will give you some bags. I give everybody bags to pick their favorite citrus products.
I love that. I actually, I have a house in Mar Vista that I'm actually not going to be at anymore. I've been in New York since 2012 and I'm actually moving back full time.
Back to
New York.
Oh, okay.
Full time. So I've had this sort of temporary place in LA and this amazing tangerine tree in the backyard, but I've had these psycho squirrels.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Do you have the same problem?
Literally. Yeah. Christy will tell you last week, the fattest squirrel took the biggest orange and he ran so fast with that thing. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. I always yell at them. I'm like, I didn't give you permission, you little asshole. Take my oranges.
I moved in and there's like three or four squirrels that just haunt the backyard. There's orange peels everywhere. Oh my God. It's just so cute. It gets gross after a couple of days, but it is funny anyway.
It is really funny.
Oh my gosh. So wait, so you moved back here for a while and now you're going to go back to New York?
Yes. So in January of this year, I got a house in LA. I'm from Southern California. I grew up in Laguna and I went to UCLA. So I've lived in LA for a couple of years when I was in college. And after being in New York for 6 years, I thought, okay, let me try California back on for size again. My family's from here. And I really missed them, to be honest with you. And I've been in LA for a couple months now, and I think I'm just a New York girl now.
No way.
Yeah.
Wait, so here's where I'm confused. You're a California girl.
Mm-hmm.
Born in Laguna Beach.
Yep.
And you're telling me you're a New York girl now. Like, how does that happen? I'm from Boston. I'll never be an East Coast girl. I'm an East Coast girl by nature.
Yeah, but you're an LA girl now.
But I'm in LA. Right, like, right. I want the sun, and I want the beach. If I grew up in Laguna Beach, I would never leave Laguna Beach, ever.
I know.
Yeah, I agree with you, Maria. I agree.
I've been in New York for a really long time now, and I love the city. I just have such a love affair with the city. Just walking down the street to get a coffee gives me so much life. The people there, the culture, it's just, you're like on the edge of the world in New York. And I just really love being kind of in the epicenter of so much energy and interesting people. So yeah, I've really missed it a lot. But so now my plan is, instead of being bi-coastal between LA and New York, is to be bi-coastal between Laguna and New York.
Nice.
Okay. That's a good, so now when it's 12 below in New York, where will you be?
It doesn't ever really get to be 12
below. Oh, yes, it does. I got married on New Year's Eve. It was like 12 below.
Yep, Times
Square.
My
ass was frozen.
Maybe with a little bit of wind chill, fine. I'll give that to you. When it's 12 below, I'll go to the Bahamas or I'll just come home.
Okay.
You know, I've really struggled with the guilt of living so far away from my family, to be honest with you, but I have sort of made peace with that. And my parents live in Laguna full time, and it's easy to hop a flight from Newark to Orange County. There's one direct flight every day.
Oh, wow.
On United. Okay.
To Laguna?
Not to Orange County.
Oh, Orange County. Okay.
Yeah, to John Wayne. So there's one direct flight every day from Newark, which is my favorite airport because it's so easy, and Orange County. And so
it's you can make it happen.
Yeah, I've just, you know what? I just hop a flight and it's easy. It's just not the end of the world. Yeah.
What made you feel guilty with your parents?
I think I have a really close relationship with my family. And for a while, especially when I was in New York, I was like, why have I made the decision to live all the way across the country just to have these quote unquote like life experiences? But the reality is you have to be your own person and live life in the way that you want to live it. And so as I've come into adulthood over the past year or so, I just have realized that this is the life that I really want to live. Yeah. And New York is the place for me right now. And I am fortunate enough to be able to come home on my own schedule. And so it makes it easier.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was scary for a while in New York because I kind of was thinking through, okay, am I going to be here forever? Am I really making that decision? It's a huge moment.
Yeah.
But it's one that I'm happy with for now. And I'm not saying that California is never in the cards for me.
Yeah.
Right. Not at all. But for right now, you know, we're opening the flagship Love Wellness office in the city in New York. And most of the people that we work with are New York based. And so it just makes sense to be there. And I have so many friends there.
Do your thing.
You know, I've been there since I was 24. So you can imagine so much of your life is in one place if you've lived there for that long.
Absolutely. Yeah.
By the way, if anyone's hearing the drilling, my neighbors are drilling out their concrete.
Oh, that's what it is?
And I was making sure it was not my cell phone.
Yeah. If you think it's a cell phone vibrating in here, it's not. It's not. My neighbors.
Wow.
And I went outside this morning to like just meditate for a minute. All of a sudden, that's when they started. I'm like, okay, this is the ultimate test in meditating. But
yeah, absolutely.
It didn't work.
What kind of meditation do you do?
So I study transcendental, but it's a little too much for me. I like using this woman's guided meditation on YouTube. It's called the Soul Sync.
Oh, cool. I love
that. And then I love Agapi Stassinopoulos. She has some guided meditations from her book. She's Arianna Huffington's sister.
Oh, cool.
I love hers. And then I love Headspace.
I like Headspace too.
So Headspace I love using when I have 5 or 10 minutes because I can get into a quick zone, feel good, and then move on without having to have a 16-minute or 20-minute commitment.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, yeah, absolutely. They say that doing a couple minutes of meditation is as good for your brain and your body as taking a nap, yeah, but like in less time.
Right. Absolutely.
You get the same amount of sort of like rest and you can recharge. Yes. It's really interesting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, Lo, we have so much to talk to you about. I was on your website and I'm obsessed with what you're doing. I want to know, where did this whole company come from? Like, where did you decide that you wanted to focus on the wellness space for women?
Sure. So I started the company in 2016, essentially on my own. I self-funded the business and I worked with medical experts and professionals to help me figure out what kind of products we wanted to offer. But in a nutshell, I was looking at the sort of like classic feminine hygiene space, especially drugstore products, and thinking this is not good enough. Mm-hmm. A lot of these products actually cause more problems than they claim to solve. And a lot of these chemical...
Like most prescriptions.
Exactly. And a lot of these chemical formulations just are really bad for the body. And so I just saw such a huge hole in this particular category. And as a woman, like most women, you go to the OBGYN every once in a while, you have a problem, and some of the solutions that are provided to you are not that effective. Mm-hmm. And you kind of find yourself going back over and over again. And I find that with the environmental factors that we deal with in 2018 or modern life, everything from the food we eat to lubricant that we use, a lot of these women are getting these chronic health issues. And it's really hard to kind of break free of that.
Wait, talk to me about that. What lubricant issues are leading to chronic issues? Like, let's get specific for women.
Take like a general lubricant that you would buy at the drugstore. Mm-hmm. A lot of these are not pH'd to match the vaginal environment, and a lot of them contain chemicals that actually can cause yeast infections, cause BV, can cause just that environment to become really, really sensitive. Huh. And so the same thing with condoms, like the same thing with even some kinds of tampons. Any kind of like body soap or bar soap generally has a pH between 9 and 10, which is really basic. Your vaginal pH is really acidic, and it's acidic because it's protecting your body from viruses, from bacteria. So there's good bacteria. It's called the vaginal microbiome. It's like its own little system down there. And sorry for listeners, we're getting really graphic.
It's like the gynecologist in here.
The vagina doctor. No. We have amazing gynecologists who are our love wellness medical experts. But I've learned quite
so
a bit.
Much. Yeah, no,
I've learned
course.
Quite sure. a bit from them. So
I always joke that I'm like I am a doctor now too, because I'm coaching people through brain surgery.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God, I have so many patients I have to deal with. And I'm like, I'm not really a doctor, guys, but I pretend to be one.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, no pretending here. But so basically your vagina has this microbiome that protects you and keeps you safe just mm-hmm. from common infections and irritations. And there's all of these environmental factors, like I said, that can be introduced to that part of the body and really wreak havoc on the vaginal microbiome. So all of your good bacteria can be killed off. And that is what leads to all of these infections that women get. And so we have created our core line of products is specifically for vaginal health. And they are natural doctor recommended products that allow you to build up your good bacteria levels, break down yeast naturally in the body, and cleanse externally without causing any issues. And we have a 100% natural product that's a pH balancing cleanser and our do-it-all wipes. And when I first
What's a do-it-all wipe?
So they're just wipes that are pH balanced. You can like put them in your purse. You can keep them
at home.
So
when you go to the bathroom, like when you pee, you can use this wipe, basically?
I mean, you could. Okay. It's kind of just for cleansing on the go. A lot of our customers love to put them like in their gym bags and like bring them with them like on airplanes
and stuff
like
that. Sweaty times.
Exactly. Like when you're feeling gross on the go and you want to do something about it, there's a product that's pH balanced.
I like that.
Made with natural ingredients for you. So we have this core line of vaginal health products, and then we just introduced two and a half weeks ago, all of these new ingestibles. So we have some great supplements that kind of cover a lot of categories kind of in women's health, sort of things that women have tried to, or kind of our desires to keep private, you know. So we have Vitamins for mood, for glowing skin, for bloating. We have a metabolism supplement and a sleep supplement, and they're all as natural and as organic as we could possibly make them. And so we feel really good about sort of introducing these products. And our customers were asking us for more. They said, okay, we love this original collection that you have. It works really well. Like, are you going to tackle any of these other categories? And so we relaunched a couple weeks ago to sort of speak to more women, and it's been going really well, and we have so much more in research and development right now, so it's really exciting.
Wow.
To kind of be positioned in this wellness category, and I think we have a really fresh take on it. You know, we're kind of talking about women's health from the perspective of trying to create a more open and proactive self-care culture, and I don't think a lot of companies are doing that. You know, we're sort of standing up for, you know, women's bodies in a way that a lot of companies have not done so far, and we feel really good about the products that we're offering, because now you have these natural, safe alternatives to what, you know, what is available at the drugstore, which to me, you know, it's just crappy products.
Yeah. So are you saying, like, when we're washing with like a Dove soap, we're getting just basic pH? So if we use your soap, there's a higher pH level that helps balance things down there?
It's actually a lower pH level. A lot of like traditional bar soap body cleansers have really basic pH between like 9 and 10. So the higher you go up on the pH scale, the more basic it is. And the lower that you go, the more acidic it is. And so the vaginal environment has a pH between 3.8 and 4.2, which is really acidic. And so our pH balancing cleanser has a pH of about 4. And so when you're cleansing externally, it allows you to keep that microbiome intact. And so that's the point of it, is so that like you can get clean in the way that you want to, but not worry about disrupting anything that's going on naturally down there. And I think it's a really important point to make, is that the vagina is like a self-cleaning goddess. You should never put anything up there. And when your doctor says like you should only wash with soap, that's specifically what they're talking about. The vagina is the internal organ. And so it's actually doctor recommended that you periodically like wash the outside of the vulva, like from time to time. That's just general proper hygiene, but now we've provided women with a cleanser that allows them to do that safely and effectively.
Wait, so doctors tell you from time to time to clean the outside?
They say periodically.
Wait, so like, so are we not supposed to wash down there like every single second you're in the shower?
I wash every day, but I think they say periodically because the skin down there is really sensitive. It's really thin. And so I think it depends just based on your own biology. Like your skin could be way more sensitive with my skin. Or if you're somebody that has eczema, for example, you're obviously going to be way more sensitive than me. And so I think it's just kind of a case-by-case basis. But
how do your products work with people with eczema?
Everything is really natural. So like the cleanser, for example, like the primary ingredient is just water and aloe vera. And so we always say that like you just have to try it out for yourself. And I think that people that suffer from eczema, like my best friend Jill has eczema and she's had it since she was born, and she uses our products safely and effectively. But I can't say that for every single person. I'm not going to have a blanket statement that says, oh yes, like this cleanser will be safe for you if you have eczema. Like I don't know. Just like any product that you would use in market, whether it's a soap, a body wash, a face lotion, a sunscreen,
everybody's different. You
have to do a patch test and just kind of see for yourself.
Right.
Wow. So you became fascinated with this, having your own issues. How have you seen any of these things be cured? I mean, do you see a major difference? And did you make yourself the guinea pig for these products?
I was, and a lot of women that I know were the guinea pigs. That's
what friends are for.
You know, like the sort of like the core collection of products is based off of doctor recommendations. And so there are a lot of companies that were small, sort of mom and pop shops, kind of making products that were like this, but we were the first company to really tie them all together. It's sort of like a system. So really, it's about good bacteria, like more than anything. And so one of our best-selling products is a product called Good Girl Probiotics. So it's made with 12 strains of bacteria that occur organically in the vagina. And your gut is the home of the immune system. So it's directly connected to all these different parts of your body. And if you have any kind of gut issues that comes from some kind of underlying illness, might not be a serious illness, but some kind of, you know, issue in your body, or, you know, leaky gut, or just kind of from a bad diet, or even like over the counter, you know, painkillers can like totally kill all the good bacteria that are, that like live in your gut, you're going to have health problems. And so we sort of classify any kind of health problem from like a headache to eczema to a yeast infection as a type of inflammation. And so when your gut bacteria levels like are high and steady, you are healthier. And so we have our Good Girl probiotics, which are extremely popular. And so if you suffer from like yeast or BV infections often, it's because you have some kind of imbalance in your bacteria. And it could be sort of like a chronic health issue that's causing that. Or like I said, some kind of environmental issue that is creating some kind of issue over and over again. And so if you are able to up your good bacteria levels, you are in better shape no matter what. So that is sort of our primary focus kind of in this category of our products. And then we have an over-the-counter product that's specifically for relief of yeast and BV infections. I humorously named it the killer back when I started the company. And some people are kind of look at me with a side eye, but it's actually a really effective product. So it's a natural product. It's made from boric acid, which comes from boron, which is a mineral. And then it's in a gelatin capsule and they're a suppository. And I have found them, and many women have found them, to be far more effective at relief of those infections than what you find in the drugstore and even some prescription medications. You know,
what's a BV? You keep mentioning a BV something.
BV is bacterial vaginosis. It's a vaginal infection. It means that you have some bacteria issue that's causing an infection down there, like your bacteria is out of whack. And so we also have our Perfect Condition Vitamin. It's full of natural ingredients for breaking down yeast in the body. So if you get these kind of chronic infections, we're trying to approach it from sort of lots of perspectives. And then we have the cleanser and then the wipes, and then all of the new products are really exciting. I'm so excited about all of the new stuff.
And what about like UTIs?
UTIs are really hard. So we have a urogynecologist, Dr. Pai, who is one of our medical experts, and she definitely recommends taking probiotics like the Good Girl probiotics for UTI prevention. But any natural product that you see for a UTI that claims to cure it is probably not going to work. It's a true bacterial infection and you really do need an antibiotic.
But to prevent them.
To prevent them, that's why probiotics are great. So, you know, like the urinary tract is part of that system of the body. And so in general, if you have good bacteria levels, you're going to be protected against it. I actually, it would be great to get Dr. Pai or Dr. Sterling on the show to talk about that specifically, because that is an area for women
where
there's so many issues.
So much with those.
Yeah, there's so many issues, but we specifically have chosen not to go down that road because we just don't find natural, quote unquote, like natural products to be effective at like genuinely curing these kinds of things. So we don't want to make a product for women that doesn't actually do what it says. And in general, I think we are approaching this category from the position of we are not making anything that is intended to change how you look, smell, taste. We are all about empowering women, and that really is our message. You know, we're trying to give women products that work better, you know, than what has traditionally been available, and do it in a way that makes them feel really good. Our packaging is really beautiful.
I love your packaging.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
Our packaging is really beautiful. We're having open and honest conversations with women. You know, we're trying to empower them to feel good about talking about their bodies and to not feel embarrassed about this kind of stuff.
Where do people get your products now? Just online?
Yeah. So everything is at lovewellness.co, and we have some really exciting retail relationships that are coming up in September.
But didn't you say earlier you're building a flagship?
Our office is going to be in New York.
But are you going to do brick and mortars?
We might. We might have one location in New York.
Got it.
But we'll see. A lot of things are planned for 2019.
Yeah. Where do you see this company going in the next like 5 years? Like, what is your dream with this company?
I think that it would be really cool to be, you know, a touchstone brand for women when it comes to their health and wellness. You know, we want to be a company that offers women products that are as natural and as organic as possible, and that are backed by medical experts more than anything. We're not trying to create products based on trends or based on sort of like iffy science.
Yeah. You know, iffy science. I like that.
Iffy science. You know, we want to offer women safe products that they can rely on and change the experience of what it means to be a woman when it comes to taking care of this part of the body more than anything else.
Very cool. Miss Ashley Daniels and I have so many questions.
Hi.
First of all,
yes.
Are you going to be a part of the Hills reboot?
No.
100% no?
No.
Were you asked?
I was.
Okay. Oh. So you're negotiating. You're figuring it out, maybe.
No, I'm absolutely not going to.
Oh, you
be
are really? Absolutely not going to do it?
Yeah, no.
Why?
I have a full-time
job. Do you not want to be with Spencer and Heidi?
Here's the thing. I have a full-time job.
Yeah.
I run Love Wellness, and I also have, you know, I do like quote-unquote influencer stuff, and like it takes a lot of time. For me, I'm just really not that interested in sort of going down that rabbit hole. For me, being on reality TV was an interesting experience. I am acutely aware of the platform it has provided me. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel extremely fortunate to have had the experience because I have this life now because of it.
Of course.
So, I can't even find the words. I don't know these people who are on the show.
That are going to be doing the reboot?
The new cast members?
Yeah, I mean, like, I know them, but I don't have relationships with any of them.
If Lauren did it, would you consider it?
Still no. Okay. I'm not interested in being on a reality show again. Okay. You know, when I was first on it, it was more like a social experiment at that time. Reality TV, especially when Laguna Beach came out, it was still really new. Mm-hmm. And when I agreed to do it, we thought that it was going to be a 1-hour episode of like True Life. Do you remember that show?
Yeah,
of course. Because the OC with Misha Barton and all those people was on at the same time. And so we thought, okay, they're going to do like a little slice of life in Laguna. And then it became really popular and, you know, everything changed because of it. And I was somebody that didn't really handle being in the spotlight very well. I went from being like a normal 17-year-old to being in my first week of college and everybody knows who I am. And they're, you know, like yelling at me when I walk down the street and saying mean things to me and playing the Laguna Beach theme song when I walk into parties.
Yeah.
It was...
Did it mess with you a little?
Oh, sounds absolutely. Like it was really difficult. I had never been in the spotlight before and I had no understanding of how to deal with it emotionally. And I think that really stuck with me for a long time. Yeah. And then when I was on the show, the next show, The Hills, I realized that it was more of a job. Okay, like I can play ball. I can do this. And then when the show comes out, you realize that, you know, the directors and producers have this preconceived notion of what they want your character to be mm-hmm. on the show. And you don't have any decision.
Nope.
You don't have any control over that. Mm-mm. And so what is on TV is not a true reflection of who you are or even what you said and did in a situation.
Yeah.
And so for me, that is pretty uncomfortable, especially yeah. because I consider myself to be a really kind and genuine person. And that was not really portrayed on The Hills. You know, they showed this issue between Audrina and I, mm-hmm. and there was never any issue. Yeah. I still get
really?
Messages from people saying, how could you be so mean to Audrina? And still to this day, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you guys still friends?
She's lovely, but we haven't spoken in years, to be yeah. honest with yeah. you. So for me, at this point in my life, like I said, like I own these businesses.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make a positive difference in women's life and empower women. Mm-hmm. And I don't find that reality television programming typically does that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they pit women against women.
Oh, of course. Well, that's what's fun about them as a viewer. Not that I enjoy watching that, but that's what, unfortunately, our society wants now. But I wonder, was there any temptation to do it on behalf of your business in a sense? Because it's a big platform.
It's a big platform, but I think that just having the show be on again shines enough light on me in terms of why isn't she doing the show to mm-hmm. allow me to speak about my business in a way where I'm in control of the narrative and I'm much more comfortable living in that world.
So smart.
Have any yeah. of the cast members reached out to you, the ones that are going to be on the reboot?
No, I honestly haven't talked to anybody okay. Except yeah. Stephanie. Last year, Stephanie and I chatted. She's a sweetie.
Yeah.
She's so funny.
It feels like almost like you probably had to go to therapy after all of that. show.
Oh, totally.
Right? Like to cleanse yourself of all of the traumas.
I actually have, because I just didn't know how to live in this world where I have not been fully comfortable being sort of a known quantity. You know what I mean? I'm much more comfortable just being a normal person. With that being said, I understand that I'm extremely fortunate to have this platform to be able to communicate with women. And so I would never go back and do things differently. But with the knowledge that I have now, like, would I ever do it again? No.
Yeah.
Would you tune in?
I get that. I 100% get it. Yeah. Are you going to watch? Yeah.
I actually don't have cable television anymore. So I may catch some clips on the internet, but I don't have access.
What do you not watch TV at all?
I do a lot of Netflix.
Okay, me too.
So pretty much Netflix is my life, to be honest with you.
What are your favorite shows right now?
Okay, so I have never seen Friends before.
What? Me neither. Me neither.
So
I've seen like an episode, a little bit of an episode here or there when like Dimitri's watching it or whatever.
Gosh, yeah.
I don't,
How dare you?
I was busy working at that time. She was probably in the womb. I don't know.
Yeah, so I had never seen Friends before. So a couple months ago, I started to watch Friends from season one, episode one. And now I'm on the final season. And I have maybe three episodes left.
Wow,
and I'm so excited to find out what happens.
That's so funny.
Love it.
Oh,
so
my God.
I tend to binge watch shows.
Yeah,
last year, over the holidays, I watched Parks and Rec, which I had never seen. And I tend to watch TV when I go to bed at night. I'm not good at just, you know, turning everything off and falling asleep. My TV actually helps put me to sleep because it stops my mind from, like, racing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just shift your gear.
Totally.
I do that too.
So I do Friends. I do The Office, Parks and Rec. Just all the normal stuff.
That
everybody likes.
That's awesome.
I love it. Well, Lo, I commend you for not going back to the devil, right? It's almost like the devil tries to lure you back in. I think it's really smart of you to realize that that had its time and its place, and you're moving forward. Thanks for listening to our free Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Again, if you love the show, be sure to tell a friend, rate, comment, subscribe on iTunes. Thank you so much for being with us. In the meantime, follow us at Maria Menounos, at SiriusXM Stars, at Miss Ashley Daniels, at Christy Reports, and remember, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.